I'm going to be down in Missouri this week to visit Bill and Judy Heffernan's 500-acre farm. I'm going to also be sitting down and have some frank conversations with farmers in the region, because one of the top priorities of mine is to make sure that we hear and listen to the voices of farmers and ranchers and make sure that their interests and concerns are addressed and reflected in the work that we do. It's work I began about a year ago, and I think we're forming some good relationships. I've been regularly visiting farms and talking to producers across the country, and it's helpful to get their advice on how we can protect clean water and do that in a way that doesn't get in the way of letting farmers do what they do best, which is to farm. And the purpose of going down to Missouri, other than it's a great excuse to get out of D.C., is to see agricultural environmental stewardship in action. And that's what Bill and Judy and their work on the farm are all about. And we have to understand how we can protect clean water and make sure we have a strong farm economy and how they can go hand in hand. So you've been paying close attention to our proposal to clarify legal confusion that has been really challenging our efforts to protect clean water. And we call this work we're doing the Waters of the U.S., which I think everybody is aware of and familiar with. But unfortunately, I think there's a growing list of misunderstandings that have been floating around. And so part of the reason just to go down to Missouri is to clarify those issues and to try to knock down some of the misunderstanding. I'm going to be giving a speech on Thursday at the Ag Business Council of Kansas City. Hopefully it's an opportunity for me to set the record straight, to explain that WOTUS is not about restricting farmers. It's about protecting downstream water quality for all of us and do it in a way that doesn't get in the way of American agriculture. Before I get into what we're doing on the trip, let me remind everyone why we're actually moving forward with this rule. Our proposal actually aims to ensure waters that are vital to human health and natural resources that we rely on, all of us, are actually protected from pollution. The kinds of water bodies we're protecting with this rule and with the Clean Water Act provides drinking water to 1 in 3 Americans. That's about 117 million people. And while there are some legitimate concerns out there with the rule and many issues that we teed up ourselves in the rule to try to seek comment, we're hearing some concerns that really are, to put frankly, they're ludicrous. And I want to dismiss some of those myths about the proposal because, frankly, it's time that we all have a serious conversation about how we work together to protect what we both value most, which is our drinking water supplies, our public health, and our natural resources. And let me just mention a couple of the things that I think are really outside the pale that we can't focus a lot of attention and energy on. We need to knock them down so that we can really focus on the key issues. For example, some people say that EPA is going to be regulating small, unconnected waters, including puddles on lawns, driveways, and playgrounds. Now that's just silly. This proposal is all about protecting waters that science tells us can have a significant impact on downstream water quality. That's what it is, no more and no less than that. And some say that EPA is going to regulate every last ditch. Well, that's also not true. In this proposal, for the first time ever, we're making it clear that we don't regulate all ditches. Again, we're just looking at what science tells us can have a significant impact on downstream water quality. And some say we're regulating groundwater. Again, that is absolutely not true. Our proposal is very clear. We do not regulate groundwater. We do not even regulate tile drainage systems. They don't need permits. And we're as clear as can be in this proposal. And some say that our proposal means you need to get a permit if you want your cattle walks across a stream. Well, that's also ludicrous. If cattle cross a wet field or a stream, that is normal farming practices. All normal farming practices are exempt, period. We don't shrink current exemptions. We actually expand them. You know, in fact, we work with USDA to make sure that all farming exemptions under the Clean Water Act are kept intact. and we added 56 conservation practices to that list. The reason why we did that is to recognize the great conservation work our farmers are engaged in with our partners at NRCS and the value that provides for water quality. So let me be clear. Those practices that I've just mentioned, along with countless others, are normal farm practices that do not require a permit. And the bottom line is, with this proposal, that if you weren't supposed to get a permit before, you don't need to get one now. That is the reality, and that's what we need to talk about. Our expanded list of exemptions opens up opportunities. It doesn't restrict them. Again, conservation's great for all of us, farmers, hunters, fishermen, hikers, and the public. But don't take my word for it. That's why farmers and ranchers are already working with groups like Ducks Unlimited and Trout Unlimited. In fact, my deputy, Bob Perciceppe, recently spoke to a Ducks Unlimited group of volunteers, in fact, 1,000 of them in St. Louis, on exactly this topic. You know, they know that this proposal is good for clean water, good for our farmers, our ranchers, and good for the outdoor industry. And keep in mind that our outdoor industry alone amounts to more than $640 billion in direct consumer spending every year and 6 million jobs. So getting this right is important, which is why this is all about not focusing on myths, but on really focusing on facts and working together to get this done right. This rule is important to all of us. So I'm hoping this trip helps us ditch the myths and misinformation and instead helps us focus on facts. I'm optimistic that we can do that because I've had conversations with farmers and ranchers. I explained that I've been meeting with local ag organizations, state ag directors, and people who represent the real interests of the agriculture community. We've already had workshops on this rule so that we can understand concerns, and we'll continue with those conversations. We're completely committed to making any change in this rule that will help us protect clean water and support a strong farm economy and a strong American economy. We've already heard some legitimate concerns, and we're going to respond to those. But the point I think I'm making today is that we're really excited to be getting out and to address the things that we think is misinformation so that we can really roll up our sleeves and get this done in a way that everybody will be proud of. And I'm sure that we can.